Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we're talking about the names of God. And you shared in your heartbeat how the name of someone is what identifies a person. And it also describes a bit about them. Sometimes we ask people what their meaning of their
name. And sometimes the parents have chosen the name.
Based on the meaning.
But they look at the meaning as well. Yes.
Yeah. But specifically talking about God, you started with the story of Moses and the burning bush and how God's asked Moses to go and free the Hebrew people from Egypt. But Moses says to him, but who do I say
who sent me?
Like essentially, what's your name?
Yes.
And God's reply is, tell them I am sent you. And you said, and I've thought the same thing, I am describes God as everything, but it's also a little bit like, what? Like yeah, a bit nebulous.
Question mark.
Like, yeah. Who do you say? What's your name? I am. Like, yeah. And so it's interesting though, because we do hear, when you think about it, God does have lots of different names in the Bible. And you shared some of them, Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah Jireh, and they all mean different things about who God is. And so I think it really does go back to what we were saying at the beginning there. The meaning of the word identifies who God is and what he does.
Yes. Yes.
And so like you use the phrase, like I said, Elohim, Adonai. But if we go to the meaning, then we go, well, God is the Lord of Lords. He is a provider. He is the great I am. Like I think those names can be good reminders to us through prayer and in our life of who God is when we're going through a hard time. Like we go, I need some provision right now. I have a God who is a provider.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like, say, the Holy Spirit. They call him the Advocate, the Comforter, the one sent by God. Jesus, the Saviour, the Son of God. Like he has other names that he's known by. And the Prince of Peace, it gives you different aspects of their characteristics of who they are that makes you, like it shows you more of who they are. Because how do you describe it? How do you describe God? How do you describe Jesus? How do you describe the Holy Spirit? And those words help describe something more. Think of if there was two Emma Downses in the world, and there probably is. But if you describe... If I described you, I'm sure it's a different description to the other person because it's describing part of your characteristics of who you are, of you, your nature, of your substance, of how you think and feel and act and everything. It's the same with God. And it gives you a greater concept. And if you did extra studies, because there's so many names that the Hebrew or Greek or different people you said of God, especially the Jewish people, it would give us a whole different concept about God.
Well, one of the names that in some of the recent study that I've done is that it's only in the New Testament that God is referred to as Father.
Yes.
That's his name. He's not referred to as Father in
Abba
the Old
Father,
Testament.
Because it says, our Father who art in heaven.
And so that reveals to us, and it comes about because Jesus, we know for the New Testament, Jesus has come.
Yes. And he's the Son.
And he's the Son, but it's because it's revealed to us that God is a Father. Before that, people didn't see God as a Father. They weren't aware that he was
God,
that
was just
fathering
God.
Nature.
Yes.
And
yes.
So there's another name there, God as Father, who gives us, again, a new identity of who he is, someone who cares.
It's not new. It's new to us.
Sorry, that's correct.
Yeah, it's new to us. It's been revealed to us.
Correct. But that,
it is part, God. Yeah,
yes.
It is his nature and always has been.
Yes, that's right. It was just revealed to us. That's more accurate in when we get to the New Testament. And I think if we then take it then from, if we know the names of God and that describes who he is and it helps us with our relationship knowing the different aspects of God, then I think about then what's my own name and identity in God.
Yes, the daughter of God.
Mm, that's right. Daughter
son of the King. God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Child of God. That's yes. right. And so there's power in knowing that because that's my identity.
Yes. Mm. And so when the enemy comes along and tells you of who are you, whatever, no, I'm a daughter of the living God.
Mm.
You come back and fight back against what people say about you or whatever, even if it's not you're verbally standing in front of them saying it.
Yeah.
Because the enemy tries to attack you, tries to put you down because he hates God so much.
Mm.
But we can stand beside or behind Jesus because Jesus is the one who protects us. It's all about God. I heard a song the other day and I love it. It's called God Wins the Battle.
Mm.
We don't have to win the battle. We just have to be behind God in the battle.
Yep.
He's the one who wins and defeats the enemy. We didn't defeat him.
Mm.
But because we're a son or a daughter of the living King, we can go, no, we've already won the battle. God's won the battle, the victory for us. And we stand upon that. And when you stand upon it, God makes you stronger and you can fight all the you know, arrows of the enemy.
That come your way. That's right. Yeah. So I know for a long time now, Dad in particular has like given out different like lists of different ways that we can refer to God, which in different names. And so I was thinking for the weekly challenge this week that in each of our own prayer time, just be a good time in the weekly challenge just to sit and reflect on all the different names of God and therefore to be reminded of God's identity and all the different aspects of who God is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, reminding ourselves of then who we are in God. Yeah. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed this little chat with us and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.